want for you to buy beer on Sundays. God bless him.
First step to solving any problem is recognizing there is one.
Taking your calls from a 404 number, it's The Sully Show. Live on Talk Radio 640 WGST.
The Sully Show, Talk Radio 640 WGST. Each week on Friday, just after 1 o'clock, we chat with Rick Limpert, who covers technology and sports for Yahoo News. Of course, you can follow him on Twitter, the handle Rick Roswell. Rick, before we get started with your update from the AT&T store and all the excitement about the iPhone 6S, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in high school football in the state of Georgia this weekend as they rally to support prostate cancer awareness.
Yeah, this is a good marriage, Sully. Prostate cancer awareness and high school football. This is Blue Week, and the Georgia Prostate Cancer Coalition is helping out with this, as is Northside Hospital. So what you're going to see this week are blue ribbons on the players' helmets and on the field, painted on the field. You're going to see coaches wearing blue wristbands and referees throwing blue penalty flags, which is pretty cool, all for prostate cancer awareness. Behind lung cancer, this is the number one cancer killer in America, and the rates are higher for African Americans. So hopefully this will call attention to the dads in the stands and watching the games to get checked for prostate cancer.
Yeah, you just mentioned it too. Important for those dads, guys in their, you know, late 30s, early 40s, into their 50s. Time to start thinking about this, talking to your doctors about it, and good on the Georgia High School Association for doing this. Announcements will be made at the halftimes of all these games as well. Really good stuff, Rick, right?
Yeah, this is all 421 high schools in the state of Georgia participating in this. So rarely can you get all schools involved for a certain cause, but this is definitely a worthwhile cause, and they're all on board.
Excellent. Well, we're chatting with Rick, as we do every week at this time, and he is, of course, joining us from the AT&T store just opposite Lenox Mall. That's where he's coming to us from today. The new iPhone 6S is out. Rick, do you have it?
I do have one, Sully, and so do the 20 hearty souls that were in line this morning as the doors opened at 8 o'clock to get the phone in the rain. So this is a kind of a different type of launch. There's not really any difference with the form factor of the phone. We have some new features. We have some upgrades. This is kind of an intermittent update that gets some people excited, but maybe not the whole Apple world, like when a phone changes cosmetics or look or size. So this is still a big deal for Apple fans.
One of the things they're introducing here with this is the pressure-sensitive 3D touch. That screen, similar to the force touch screen on an Apple Watch. How does that differentiate from the other iPhones, like the 5S, which sadly I currently still have?
Well, we got to do something about that upgrade for you, Sully. But what this is going to do is allow you to get into apps quicker, look at your mail in a different way and quicker. So this basically just speeds up the whole process, combined with the new iOS update. It's really never been easier to do things now with an iPhone. It may take a little bit getting used to for people like you that were on maybe the 4 or the 5 or the 5S to get up to speed. But once you do, you're going to say, wow, this is great. The pressure-sensitive touch is going to be huge. The different gestures you'll be able to do. Once you get used to it, it's going to make the iPhone 6S and 6S Plus a really user-friendly experience for Apple users.
You can read Rick's work in a number of different places, including the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Writes a daily technology column, does Rick, for Examiner.com, and he's featured weekly on CBS Atlanta. Tell us about some of the new color schemes here for the iPhone 6S.
Well, the main one that's getting the most press is the one that I have. That rose gold color is a brand new color for Apple. It's something they've been touting a little bit, and it looks pretty cool. If you don't use a case, I recommend you use a case, or if you want to use a clear case, so this color does show, you're going to have a phone that really looks like no other phone on the market. So if you're into uniqueness and kind of accessorizing your the devices you use, this is going to be something different. This rose gold color is cool. They're going to have that gold and that space silver are also back, but the rose gold is brand new.
Are you surprised at all with this coming out in September, or because this is something maybe typically that would be done a little bit closer to Christmas to catch some of that? Does Apple have plans to release anything else closer to late December?
Well, this is the week now for iPhones. Pretty much people can mark this on their calendar. This is the third year in a row, Sully, that this week has been the new iPhone release week. So this is, they want to take advantage of people with those two-year contracts getting in the new phone. The new Apple TV, and those iPad Pros will be coming now in November with or Apple. That's more of your Christmas shopping type items. They're going to take advantage of that. So this is now for 3 years in a row, this has been iPhone release week.
So the 6S Duo has achieved more inner strength, a different type of aluminum inside of the motors there. A lot to upgrade in this.
Yeah. One of the complaints with the iPhone 6 when it came out was they would bend a little bit, either in the sun or maybe if you put a lot of pressure on them or sat on them. We have a new Series 7000 aluminum alloy now on this iPhone. Not going to bend at all, very sturdy. If you drop it, kick it, it's not going to break. I still recommend you protect it, though. Don't take my word for it. That's what they say. And also the improved thumbprint reader. For people that were a little frustrated maybe with the thumbprint unlocking system being a little slow, that's really sped up here with these new phones.
And, of course, upgrades to the camera. Most cell phone users ecstatic about that. But this one really pulled out all the stops. Significant upgrades to the camera on this new iPhone.
Yep, the Apple phones are really good in low light. That continues. We've got the 12-megapixel camera, which is big. And what it has is sensors in there, so you're really going to get true colors. You've been getting that pretty good with Apple phones before. This is, again, a little improvement. They do these little improvements with each phone, not only to sell more phones, but when they do an improvement, they want to make sure they do it right. When you're a company that makes a big change in a phone, probably it's not going to be living up to your expectations, or it's not going to work real well. But Apple does these little changes where they know it's going to work and people are going to notice the difference.
Have you had a chance to get used to iOS 9 at all and make any comments on it?
I'll be testing that a little this weekend, so I haven't used it all that much. I don't even have it on my iPad yet. So I know that for people that have upgraded, there's been a little bit of an issue with them losing some data. This is going to be fixed in a push update probably. So I never recommend upgrading right away when a new operating system or software update comes out. Wait a few days, wait a few weeks, let the kinks get worked out, and then upgrade and you won't have much of a problem. So, but I have gotten a few calls from other people in radio and the media that were asking me, they lost some data, how do they get it back? And it's possible to get it back, but you're going to probably have to go to an Apple store and have them help you with it. So be careful when you do upgrade.
All right, Rick Limpert, wrapping up with him, his weekly technology segment. He covers news and sports for Yahoo. Also see him on CBS Atlanta with his weekly segment. Daily technology column at examiner.com. He is a very busy man, always makes time for us each week on Friday just after 1 o'clock. What's good for the weekend, Rick? Any big football games on the horizon for you?
Well, a good weekend of college football. I think everyone's looking forward to next week with Georgia and Alabama tangle. But I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, as you know, and we're going to be playing the Chiefs coming up on Monday night this week. So that's pretty big in my household. My wife's a Bear fan, so she doesn't have a lot going on. But Packers 2-0, just like the Falcons, and we'll see what happens.
And how about those New York Giants last night, taking it to the Washington Redskins? Kind of an embarrassment for the Redskins last night.
I wasn't watching that, Sully. I was too wrapped up in the Pope coverage, which I know you've been following a little bit as well. So, but yeah, big weekend of football on tap. I know you'll be watching. I'll be watching. And it should be fun.
Yeah, the Pope, the only guy that's been able to push Donald Trump off the front page, right?
Trump had to do morning interviews this week because the Pope was dominating the prime time coverage. So, but I'm sure he'll be back next week for more great radio for you, Sully.
Absolutely. And you will be back with us next week for some great radio as well. Rick Lippert's segment every Friday just after 1 o'clock right here on 640 WGST. Again, follow Rick on Twitter. The handle, Rick Roswell. Great update from the AT&T store today. A lot of excitement about the 6S iPhone. Thanks again, Rick, and have a great weekend.
Thanks, Sully. My pleasure.
Sully Show continues after this right now. Your undivided attention, please, as we get cooking with Paula Deen.